Councilmember Gavilich.
Thank you, Vice Mayor. Well, first of all, to the gentleman that spoke and thought that I was not being respectful of an emergency situation, that's not true. How much of an emergency situation is it? We know we've got an issue. We know there are a couple of different ways to fix it. And then we have to determine where we're going to find the money to fix it. I wish that this had been handled differently. None of us knew about this potential transfer of port money. I wish we'd had this discussion in a different way. I'm surprised that so many of you are sitting here. You probably knew about it before we knew about it. And so we had to air the dirty laundry in front of you. What I would like to, you can shake your head no. I mean, I support any emergency situation that arises in this city, but we have a big city that has a lot of issues, and that was my point. So what I'd like to do is I'm going to withdraw my motion, and I would like
you... The second's okay with withdrawing it?
If you would consider adapting your motion to read something like the following, Gary. Actually, even before I say this, I asked, you saw us huddling over here at the table, and my question was, are those boat slips open to the public? No, they're not. They are attached to the homeowners that live behind that slip. You pay 1/12 of the regular boat fees that other people in this city pay. So you have benefit. I mean, you have a beautiful community. You offer gorgeous pictures and certainly a destination to enjoy by people that want to come down and take that walk. But again, there are a lot of needs. I'm losing my point here. My question is, actually, if there had been no Port of Long Beach monies, would this still have been on the agenda? I don't believe so. So I believe that it wasn't done as fairly as it could have been. But my question to you, maker of the motion, is if you would consider something as follows. A request that the city manager come back with a proposal to include elements of a fair share formula, to include slip fees to more align with other slip fees within the city. But really it's talking about trying to find another way or a fair share type of relationship with the community that's going to ultimately benefit from this investment.
Mr. DeLong, yes or no?
Probably not. Hang on 1 second. I'll have an answer in a moment.
Councilmember Gavilich, you still have the floor.
No, I would not support that.
Okay. No to the friendly amendment. Councilmember Gavilich, you still have the floor.
I'm done for the moment.
Thank you. Councilmember DeLong.
Well, I think we beat this to death. I'm ready to move forward, and let's call for the question. I think that some good points made from the audience, particularly the emergency. I guess the thing I would say is that on the one hand, yes, it's emergency, but on the other hand, if we don't move forward quickly, we're going to have a huge emergency on our hands, and that's really what I'm trying to avoid here. We've already let it deteriorate. Let's move forward tonight, make this thing happen, and do our best to prevent that really catastrophe from happening. So,
Mr. Chair, could I just make a suggestion? I think much more prudent, it would be much more prudent to add the conditional term to the 9.5.
That yes, it's dependent upon the additional $12 million coming from the Harbor Department.
Okay, I think that needs to be expressly understood.
Yes. I'm happy to include that in the motion.
Mr. Garcia, you're the only one on the board, and we've had a call for the question. Do you object to that call to the question?
I don't object. Let's
vote. Could I do a substitute?
We've had a call for the question.
No objection from me. Let's vote.
Do we want to vote for the call to the question?
Are you requesting
it? Yes.
The chair should rule on that. I don't believe it's a substitute. I believe it's a substitute.
I mean, just a substitute. I'm sorry.
Mr. City Attorney, I can call for the question because it's been called for, or we have to vote on
it? I didn't hear
question.
It being called for. I'm sorry.
I think you can allow a substitute motion.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Attorney. Councilmember Ranga.
I think that we should.
Wait a minute. Let me go back. Now that we're not calling for the question, Mr. Garcia, do you want to have your time?
Pass.
Pass, okay. Councilmember Ranky.
I would agree that we move on the $9.5 million for the seawalls, and that it be contingent on the approval of the port transfer, but that we also have a draft proposal from staff that come forward for future consideration regarding a cost-sharing and increased slip, or slip fees that are appropriate, appropriate with the other slip fees. I mean, so what we're asking for is you're going to go ahead, get the 9.5 approved, you're going to do it. If we get the money, you get the money, but that we also take a look at these so that, because this is not going to be the end of it. We know that we have a long stretch ahead, but that we come back and we start looking at other scenarios, and those would be starting with those two.
So we have a motion and a second. And I read the second as being the original motion with that we're also going to come back and look at future repairs of the seawalls. That's what I read that as. Is that what you're saying?
I'd like to consider some different scenarios. The problem's not going to go away. You're going to get your 9.5. If we get the money, you'll get the money. We still need to start working on how to chip away at this. These are some of the suggestions that were considered, of a cost sharing, of looking at increasing slip fees. These are just, it's just the beginning of looking at different scenarios for funding and tackling this humongous issue.
Mr. Long, you have any problem with that?
I have a question of the city attorney.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. The agenda item as it's written has to do with this one quadrant and the $9.5 million. And it seems like there's agreement to do that. Would not talking about slip fees and things in other quadrants and other stuff, I mean, it's a completely different topic. It's not part of this agenda item, and there may be members of the public that want to talk about that issue, but
it is a different but related topic, but as I understand the addition to the motion, it's simply a request that there be future study of those possibilities. You're not taking an action to actually do that. Under those circumstances, you wouldn't even need to agendize it at all.
Okay.
I find that reasonable myself. Mr. O'Donnell?
Yeah,
then we're going to go to the vote, you guys.
Okay. I just want to clarify the motion. We've got a first, which would bless the $9.5 million
if we
to address
it.
That portion of the seawall, correct?
If we get it, that's correct.
Okay. Then we got this. Is there a second and a third?
No, there's a second that says we'll get the money, if we get the money, $9.5 million, but also have the city directing the city staff to do a feasibility how we take care of the rest of the seawalls.
So the second does more than the first in that they would get the money for the seawalls if it comes from the port, just like the first, but also is requesting further study on potential funding sources to address the rest of the
that's
walls.
That's correct.
In Naples, which I think is appropriate. So.
Okay, let's take a vote on the substitute motion by Councilmember Ranga. Mr. Clerk, I'm a yes on that.
Motion carries 8 votes yes.
Thank you for coming. Thank you for being here.